We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show that focuses on people and organizations making a big difference and having a big impact in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us first on our show is Mr. Taylor Toynes. He's the Chief Executive Officer, the CEO of Four Oak Cliff. Taylor, how you doing? Man, let me say this for real. I have been dying to have you on the show for the last year. I'm so glad of having you on and so proud of Four Oak Cliff. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you so much. And to your question, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be alive in good spirits and with exciting things to work on towards our community.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys have been making a lot of noise lately. And again, I'm so proud of what your organization is doing. This is fouroakcliff.org. It is a nonprofit. And part of what you guys are doing is you're aiming to accomplish a mission of a dual-gen community-driven programming through four pillars. The pillars in South Oak Cliff are education, advocacy, community building, and arts. And you're trying to create a culture of education and increase social mobility and social capital. First of all, you conceived this idea as a fourth-grade teacher back in the day, right?
Correct.
So tell us how it all started and how you and your fourth grade class, because, again, I appreciate the fact that you're an educator and you took it upon yourself, you and your buddy Xavier Henderson, who's the CDO,
right,
the Chief Development Officer of Four Oak Cliff. You guys had a plan and you made it happen. So let's go back to the beginning, back when you were in the fourth grade teacher.
Those students in that classroom changed my life forever, and I'm extremely grateful for them. I learned so many lessons as a teacher. Education, I believe, is our passport to success.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that. And to be there with the amazing 8-9-year-olds I had in that class at Bushman Elementary School was a remarkable experience. And from there, they drove the passions for creating a better foundation for the youth who came after them. But, you know, some of the best ideas come from the most simple problems, I believe. And one of the issues that I saw as a writing teacher was my students were not bringing enough pencils and paper to class every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I began to provide that along with other teachers as well, you know, helping out to, you know, make sure that our students had, you know, the essential equipment needed to learn every day. And I just thought it would be cool to, you know, get ahead of the curve in the summer and raise school supplies for my students that were incoming the next school year. And that idea became the Four Oak Cliff Back to School Festival. And along with, you know, thought partners like my classmates that I went to school with, as well as my students, we had the first annual Back to School Festival at Glendale Park and partnered with, you know, orgs like the United Way, the Dallas Mavericks, DISD, and we were able to serve thousands of people that year. And then from there, we understood that, you know, a one-day event was good, but when we looked at the area that we served and how systemically oppressed it was from, you know, leading the state of Texas with the most people incarcerated, to the extreme poverty rate that exists, we knew that it was going to take a programmatic approach to create this movement that was necessary for South Oak Cliff in an area that we call the super block. And you know, we were diligent and prudent about it. And we went out and worked hand in hand with community members. And we were able to get organized and create the movement we have today of Fort Oak Cliff. And we're preparing now for our 8th annual Back to School Festival. It's amazing to hear that.
Eighth annual.
And we're back outside at the park, at Glendale Park. The past 2 years had been a drive-through, and this year we're back in the neighborhood at Glendale Park on August 13th. So this our season. You know, I like to say we run the summer.
Yeah, this is exciting, and you started in 2014. Taylor, first of all, the fact that you called it the Super Block. I also like the fact that, you know, your organization, like you said, you're trying to make sure that Fort Oak Cliff is culturally relevant. And
indeed,
that you serve South Oak Cliff, and you're trying to provide cultural responsibility and cultural responsive initiatives. I like the fact that you're doing more than just pointing out a problem. Sometimes organizations, they do a great job at saying, hey, by the way, over here, guess what? There are some issues we need to take care of. They're good at pointing them out. But you've actually had plans like that Super Block, and you were able to partner with some great organizations to make some of these dreams come true, where you're able to change things in South Oak Cliff. Can you give a quick shout out to some of the partners you've been able to work with over the years?
I mean, man, you know, talking to you, I'm thinking the Dallas Mavericks have been an extremely good partner. Not just left from a product of that, the basketball court that
sure.
we now have in our new facility. You know, and from the first day of the festival, that's the thing that I really appreciate is the people who've been around, you know, since day one, like the 1st of January.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate those partners from the South Oak Cliff Alumni Association, the Bear Cave, and the United Way has been amazing. The Commit Partnership, DISD, the neighborhood associations, all of them, the apartment complexes and the people who are in them. That have been supportive, and it's a bunch of individuals. You know, I think that in this work, the most important thing are relationships.
Yes.
You know, I think that the more that I can get to know you, the better partner we can be for one another. I think that a lot of times people get caught up in transactions, and it's important to have, you know, relationships with one another, because the more I know you, the more that, you know, I'm going to reach out further for you and understand what you need.
Let me tell you something. There's something to be said for having a relationship that's based more upon, you know, respect and transparency than just a transactional relationship, because transactions come
right.
and go. People come and go. But when you have a relationship that's based over time and you all understand each other, a lot more can happen. And speaking
right.
of that, like I said, your journey is so unique, and I'm so proud of Fort Oak Cliff, because like I said, you guys are young guys. It's not like you're a bunch of old heads that came together and said, you know what, this is what we've been needing to do. I've lived here for the last 60 years and I've watched it change. And no, you guys, again, you grew up in South Oak Cliff, but you've been moving
right.
things along rapidly. Like I said, from an educational standpoint, first, you mentioned education being key, and you also mentioned that it was trying to, you know, get school supplies for the kids. Let's talk about back in the day, how you had a big impact. It was also organic. How, you know, international recording artist J. Cole came to town and was doing some
right.
things with Fort Oak Cliff. I think for a lot of people, that gave you guys a lot of credibility and validated a lot of your work, right? Especially in Dallas. I mean, it's like one thing to have an idea, and it's another thing to have one of the greatest musicians in the world come into town and believe in what you do and then actually give. Could you talk about how that happened and, you know, the relationship with J. Cole? Because he is up there with Kendrick Lamar, somebody that not only is, you know, multi-million selling rapper, but he is known for being deep, thoughtful, and well-respected with so many different genres on so many different levels.
Right. Yeah, J. Cole, that's a solid dude there. At the Back to School Festival, you know, I remember the date, August 18th, 2018. You know, I was like, that was just crazy how all those eights lined up that year. And J. Cole, he had his uh, he had his concert the day of the festival. We saw when they released the tour dates, and our festival was already in place. And we saw J. Cole was going to be there, be in Dallas on that date. And, you know, we just playfully were talking with one another, like, yeah, let's get J. Cole to come to the festival. At that point, it was a wish. You know, it was just one of those things just to throw out into the world. And little did we know what was going to unfold. J. Cole, a week before his concert in Dallas, he just released a random song. Like, it wasn't on the album. It was just like something that it was a freestyle.
Sure.
And he said, shout out Oak Cliff, I'm about to fly to Dallas. Something, I don't remember what else, something around buying the Mavericks from Mark Cuban, too. And a couple years from now, I might just buy the Mavericks. That's what he said. But when he said, shout out Oak Cliff, I'm about to fly to Dallas, the community came together because a lot of people volunteered at the Back to School Festival. So everyone says it's like a family reunion feel at the festival. So mm-hmm. everyone was already prepped to volunteer when they heard J. Cole say that, and also it lined up with the date. The city came out and told J. Cole on Twitter, like, hey, man, come to the Fort Oak Cliff Back to School Festival. A lot of people were tagging him on that. And then our mayor got behind it. He asked J. Cole to come out, and our superintendent, Dr. Hinojosa, did as well. And at the end of the festival, man, I'll send you the video. It's kind of crazy to watch. The festival was about over, and I looked up, and I saw this black truck pull up, and I was like, man, who else coming this late? And I ran up, and it was J. Cole coming out. And not only did he come and spend time with our community, but he also provided $20,000 worth of school supplies.
Wow.
So, J. Cole, solid guy, man. I wish nothing but the best for him. And he, you know, he's up there. You know, I know you said Kendrick Lamar, and I agree. But I think when we look back on Tom, the same way that we talk about Shakespeare and his peers, J. Cole is going to be in that type of conversation as a writer and as a lyricist.
I agree. We're talking with Taylor Torrance. He's the CEO and founder, co-founder of Fort Oak Cliff. And you guys have been doing such great things from, 2014. You mentioned 2018 with J. Cole. It goes even further. At one point, you got Fort Oak Cliff, a storefront office in the shopping center. Can you talk about that step? And then we're going to talk about where you are now, because it's an amazing story of growth.
Right. It is. Shout out to Glendale Shopping Center.
Yes.
Shout out to Glendale Shopping Center and Mr. Herring, the person who really helped us really bring it all to give it, provided us space. And that shopping center is near and dear to my heart. That shopping center is where I grew up, actually.
It's family, man.
My grandfather. Right. My grandfather had the neighborhood store, Ben and Son. And I spent many of my days in that shopping center, and to be able to come back home and start our organization out there. And we started with a 250 square foot office space. And from there we were able to be selected from the real estate council, for a program that they had that provided a massive makeover of our space. We acquired a storefront that was next door that gave us a 4,000 square foot, community space. And, man, a lot of magical things happened in that community center over there in Glendale. I would say right now, when I think about the community and what took place over, the past couple of years, Glendale Shopping Center was such a place for people to go get resources. We were able to give out nearly 3 million pounds of food, over the past year, 2 years in the shopping center. And also to be next door to a cultural space like Pan-African Bookstore, that's just a wealth of knowledge. And, we also had some really cool people grace our space over there as well. And top of that list for me of people are the people we were able to serve in that shopping center. But also someone who came through with a deep understanding of our community was the late, great Nipsey Hussle. And
yes,
to really be able to sit down and spend some time with Nip in the shopping center and let him know the inspiration that he provided to what we were doing, but also for for Nip to tell us that, you know, when he walked in our space, he said, this is impressive. You know, that was a lot of encouragement to what we were doing and what we still are doing right now.
You know, you mentioned that space, and what I thought was also significant, and again, it shows the growth and where you were at that point in time, and it's even gotten bigger. Way back when, people were talking about how there's not any decent Wi-Fi in the hood, mm-hmm. in Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were able to partner with AT&T, provide Wi-Fi, but more right. than Wi-Fi, you created a computer lab over there. Can you talk about that just a little bit and how that came together?
Yeah, man, AT&T, one of those amazing partners that are doing some great work here in Dallas. The digital divide is wide. It's huge. And to be in 2022, that's something that we have to be able to forgive me. It's a plane flying over us right
yes.
now.
I don't know why. How can you get anything done without Wi-Fi, you know?
Right. But the Wi-Fi, we had great partners and relationships at AT&T that understood that, but not only just spoke towards the problem, but came forward with a solution and provided us Dell computers in there that were already pre-equipped with, you know, all the software needed for homework, to have a homework hotline for students, or virtual, I would say, as well as games and things that they could play on, but just also a place that people can go in and do a resume or
yeah.
take a practice test. And not only is the Wi-Fi in our space, but people can access that Wi-Fi outside. I've seen people standing outside of our doors when we're not open using our Wi-Fi. So I really appreciate AT&T providing that to us in the shopping center, not just to us, but to the community that are using it as well.
So you were talking about how, you know, you went from, you know, the shopping center right there, and then you were able to make a leap where you were able to secure the former Moreland YMCA as the new headquarters for Oak Cliff. Please talk about how you guys were able to transition over there, because that facility is absolutely amazing. I was there when you had the grand opening ceremony and the Mavericks donated the basketball court. You got a swimming pool out there. It's like the perfect location for all the things you want to do. Please tell us how you were able to secure the space and how things have been going.
Man, I believe just walking in God's order and having extreme faith, that's the only way those type of things happen. Without the faith, you know, we wouldn't even been able to see something like that happening. And I appreciate also the amazing team that we have. You know, it's 11 full-time staff members at Fort Oak Cliff that are all dedicated to improving our community. And when the opportunity presented itself to get that space, you know, we mounted up as much as we could with our board and our staff to position ourselves to really go after that building and to be selected, and then also to really finish out a capital campaign for the total payments of the building was just, I don't know, man, it's heaven sent. You know, it's a lot of different foundations that believed in us and understood that this was a necessary space. So we're extremely grateful for everyone who, you know, provided financial resources for this building to be. And now that we're in it and, you know, we've you know, made it for Oak Cliff now and put our own spin on it, it's been special to watch all the things. Last night in the gym, our summer camp had their grand finale. And to see those kids, you know, and the way that the gym was set up with the rounds and the stage in there, and see all those families. They're celebrating their kids, you know, after a summer of learning was special. And to know tomorrow, you know, the pool is going to be open. I'm going to see families out there swimming, beating this heat a little bit. And also we would be in there playing basketball, but it's all hands on deck for the back to school festival now.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have our volunteers in getting ready to start packing up these 3,000 backpacks to pass out at Glendale Park.
Now, that's fantastic. Again, that's like I said, probably the first pillar you ever started with, the education pillar, and it started with way back when. Can you talk about what you guys getting ready to do and how you got these backpacks and all hands on deck? You can kind of talk about what's getting ready to happen next month.
Yeah, next month, man, is going to be a joyful, jubilant day. We're going to pass out, you know, roughly 4,000 backpacks. We're also going to be out getting people registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of young people. This will be their first time to get registered and be able to cast their vote, which is important to us. And we're also going to have some workforce opportunities out there. We'll have different companies and systems out there, such as Parkland and Methodist Hospital, who have, you know, a plethora of jobs right now that people can apply for. And also, you know, the stage is going to be, it's going to be live. We got, you know, we got some exciting performances coming in.
Nice.
The people of the South Oak Cliff High School Band will be there with us again this year. I can't wait to hear them. Got some special performances coming too as well from Jason Lyric to be there with us. So it's going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to it.
And what's that date again?
August 13th, 9 o'clock at Glendale Park.
Excellent. Now we mentioned the education part. You kind of talk about the arts a little bit. These are four pillars that you guys are striving through. You know, you're curating right. The dual gen community driven programming through these four pillars: this education, advocacy, community building, and arts. Let's talk about the arts a little bit. What are you guys doing in the arts? You mentioned some of the performers that are going to be there for this particular festival, but could you talk about some of the other things?
For sure. Yeah, we hosted a film workshop this summer, where we had a group of teens come in along with the Texas Theater in conjunction with the Oak Cliff Film Festival that learned, you know, the technical side of film, learned how important things such as sound and lighting are. It's not just acting and cameras, but they learned the technical side of it. Brought in some directors and producers as well for that. X led that session. It was amazing. We may have discovered, you know,
the next Jordan Peele,
George, all them. Right?
Yeah, Coogler. Yes. Black Panther.
Exactly. So, you know, we're really diving into the film side because it's important to document the stories and have a space for our youth to tell their stories. So you can also go check out a film that we did with a guy named Nick Brooks. It's called Hoop Dreaming. It's on YouTube. It's a short film we did with some students a couple of years ago. But also, we're looking to continue to build that arts pillar out with our young people, like really seeing what it is that they're interested in the arts, from visual to performing, all the different arts that there are. And it's, you know, it's a creative side of things, so it's cool to see what is actually being created as well. We saw some dance routines that they did at summer camp. All summer they learned, you know, the drums, dance routines, and also learned heritage in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always special.
That is exceptional. I mean, that is exactly right, and that is exceptional. We're talking to Taylor Torrance. He's the chief executive officer of Fort Oak Cliff. And I mentioned this is a dual gen, you know, opportunity for these four pillars. What is dual gen for those who aren't familiar with that phrase?
Right. So what we're typically used to seeing is a single-gen approach where it's either focused on the child or the parent. Dual-gen is when you merge the two and you focus on the entire family.
Nice.
I believe in looking at our process. People ask, you know, what ages do you serve? And for me, I look at from embryo to success. We want to work with the baby when it's in the womb,
mm-hmm.
because we understand how much education can take place for the parent and the child during that time. So for us, you know, thinking of if a young person is there for, let's say, basketball practice, we're making announcements to the parents that, hey, we have all these other programs and events and spaces of opportunity for you to volunteer, whatever, as well, because the more that the family is engaged in something together, the more that they can grow together. And we're intentional about it. So even from our GED program, if individuals come in as a parent, you know, one of the biggest barriers often is they can't find childcare for their children. So for us, we want to remove that barrier as much as possible. Why not come get your GED? And, you know, we have someone there for your children, whether it's a program they're participating in, such as, you know, a film festival or in the gaming lab or, you know, basketball or soccer, whatever it is, or they're just getting some enrichment as well, getting help with their homework. We have the space for that for families so we can move them together as one.
Sounds like we're talking a lot about the community building aspect of that pillar. You mentioned the sports camps.
Indeed.
You mentioned some of the things that they could do. What about the health talks and some of those mixers for some of the OGs?
Yeah, for the OGs, man, we try to serve everyone. You know, when we look at North Texas, and Parkland did their report on it and showed how 75216 has been one of the most unhealthy zip codes in all of North Texas, and that's the area that we serve. And we see a lot of our elders with cardiovascular issues. And so much of that can be fixed in a diet.
Mm-hmm. It's all about your diet.
It's the diet, exactly. We also, in our community, we're a food desert. So, you know, there aren't any quality grocery stores in the neighborhood. For us, an alternative solution to that was, we host a farmer's market now, mm-hmm. that people can come get fresh produce.
Oh, good.
And the items that they need. It's the first Saturday of every month. But combining those things along with, you know, the doctors to come out to talk about it, the individuals that are trained to, you know, discuss healthy eating, mm-hmm. as well as prep for healthy eating is very important. But also, you know, you got to make it fun, too. So we had a bingo going on.
There you go. They love some bingo.
Right. Win some fresh 4-0-Cliff merch. Mm-hmm. And also in that space, be able to build community with one another. And those same individuals also have the opportunity to, when we think of intergenerational relationships, to be in the same space with our youth as well.
Yes, that's important.
And be able to mend those relationships, too.
Exactly. Not only mend those relationships, but espouse some wisdom. It's one thing to have knowledge, but when you add some wisdom on top of it, that means you lived it. That mm-hmm. helps the individual grow, especially young people.
That brings the understanding, don't it?
It does. It really, really does. Taylor, you guys have got your hands full. I know it's an exciting time right now. Can you talk about the super block again? You mentioned super block because that's where it started. Can you explain what that phrase means?
Yeah, the super block is mostly made up of the 75216 zip code. The geographical boundaries are I-35 on the western boundary to I-45 on the eastern boundary, Illinois northern all the way down to Leadbetter. And it's home of the defending state champion, South Oak Cliff. Yeah, South Oak Cliff High School football team. You know, and I would say if I had to put what the super block is in one word, it would be resilient. It's a resilient place.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, you know, it's the heartbeat of the city of Dallas. It's a special place to my heart. It's my home. Despite whatever oppressive things that may be going on, the community thrives. And I'm honored to be from there and to serve there.
Exactly. And you mentioned, you know, part of reclaiming the neighborhood, reclaiming the super block and making things better, it's all about social mobility and social capital. Can you talk about Indeed. Why that's so important for those who really don't understand the currency we're talking about?
Right. Yeah, social capital is one of the most important currencies. Think of it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have that you can call to help you in times of need at the maximum? That's your social capital. And when you think of whatever it may be, it's important to be in the positive and not in the negative of social capital. So for us, it's about creating those spaces. So we have a phlebotomy course. These are individuals that have their own social capital from wherever it may be. But when they're in a cohort of individuals all focused on the same goals with the same aspirations and getting the same background and teaching, now they've increased their social capital, which will help them increase their social mobility, which is their finances and how they manage their money, because they're all learning and growing together.
Mm-hmm.
And are also able to help one another out with the other relationships that they may have.
And social capital, you mentioned that. How about the social mobility? What can you do with that?
Social mobility has to be increased. Right now, our goal is to get individuals employed within our community. so that we can increase, you know, the dollars that is circulated within the super block. For example, our phlebotomy course, by being able to get individuals into that, that's a role and a wage that'll change individuals' lives. And when we do increase the social mobility of the total sum of the super block, then we'll be able to convince grocery stores that it is a need for them to be here, because at the end of the day, that's business. People want to see how much their revenues will grow, or the KPIs, you know, of the areas. So for me, it's also being able to increase that, and also the more we increase the social mobility of the parent, the better life that the child is going to have in that household, and the further that they can go and have something to build off of as well.
Exactly. And you no longer become something that you can't. In other words, you no longer become a detriment. You become an asset to your community, and you help your community grow.
Exactly.
And if the community grows, the city grows. If the city grows, the area grows. North Texas grows. The state.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It grows. United States of America grows. I love the way you think. My question is, when do you sleep? Because your hands are so full, and the growth is so great with Fort Oak Cliff. I'm really, really proud of what you're doing. Seriously, when do you get some rest for yourself?
Man, when I'm at home, I'm at home.
I hear you. You balance it out.
I'm at the house, and you know, I got a son. Mm-hmm. He'll be 10 months.
Yeah, congratulations, Daddy.
thank you. I have a little girl. Her name is Wednesday. My son, Taylor Jr. I guess they give me energy, and I sleep as long as Junior is not crying and we not having to try to get him back to sleep. But he's sleeping more, though, and crying less. So my boy is maturing.
That means things are happening, and things are happening in such a great way. You mentioned business. I can't say this enough. In this day and age of technology, streaming, and social media, your website is key. It's almost like your business card. The website for FortOakCliff.org is exceptional. Can you talk about your staff again, and if you want to shout out some of your partners again, or talk about where you are right now and where you're envisioning Fort Oak Cliff being, because it's an absolutely amazing story, and I think that's why we have you on the show today, because people need to know.
Thank you so much. You can go onto our website, and you'll see all the programs, events, and even recaps of things that we've done in the past. That site is managed by a phenomenal team member of ours by the name of Sydney Chandler, and it's important. You know, I think that Fort Oak Cliff has a really family-oriented feel of all of our team, and we help to move the mission together. So I'm really grateful to be, you know, with such a wonderful group of individuals, and also, you know, excited just to continue to serve. And right now, the most important thing at the front of my mind, and I want to put it at the front of everyone else's, is come out to the Back to School Festival.
Yes.
August 13th. You know, it's going to be an exciting day, and if you ever wanted to experience Oak Cliff, that's your day to come get a good understanding of it.
That's fantastic. Taylor, appreciate you joining us, man. We will have you or Xavier Henderson, your partner in crime, on again with us real soon, because we appreciate you and letting everybody know the greatness that's going on with Fort Oak Cliff in South Oak Cliff. Thanks, Taylor.
Already. Thank you, man. Have a blessed day.
You too. And joining us right now is the founder of HeyChica.org. It's my friend, Veronica Torres Hazley. How you doing, Veronica?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, I haven't had you on the show in like over a year, and it is so good to catch up with you because I think your organization is really doing things. I mean, especially here in North Texas, it's all about Latinx community and Chicas supporting Chicas through mentorship, leadership, self-care, and accountability. When you created this nonprofit, Veronica, what was the game plan?
Right. So it was created almost 4 years ago. And it was because I didn't see any leadership or self-care initiatives or nonprofits organization that were pouring into Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
Latinas, as you know, or Latinos in general, are one of the largest, fastest growing populations in the North Texas area. And there's not anywhere that women can go, get poured into, find support, for civic issues that are important to us. So I just thought, well, let me create something, and it kept it moving.
And it worked so well. Can you talk about some of the things that have happened over the last 4 years that showed the steady growth and the fact that your idea was correct, that Chicas needed to be supporting each other through these mentorship programs, leadership programs, and the fact that you are so well connected, which we will go into, I promise you.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, you know, we started with a leadership summit, and surprisingly enough, it brought over 300 Chicas together, and it was like a power movement, you know, back then. And then it just grew into a monthly, like, network, or we did tacos and chill because women wanted to stay connected, and I didn't know it was going to kind of form into this monthly activated networker that continued to build more and more women to follow us. And then we start talking about self-care and women's health care because even now it's such a big issue for women. They want to feel like they're being seen and their voices are heard. And culturally, you know, Latinos, we don't talk about that stuff. Like us, like me being Mexican American, we were taught to serve, to keep our head down, not to be seen, and to not even get an education. My grandparents, you know, were raised us as just being hard workers and stuff. And that has changed, right? We have modern day Chicas that are now running businesses, that are raising families, that are advocating for rights and voting. So we need to talk about the evolution of the new Chica. And that's what inspires women to get together and to be a part of the movement that we started with Hey Chica. In the last 2 years during the presidential campaign, we developed our first ever Latina voter campaign. In Dallas, Latinos do not come out and vote traditionally. So people who are campaigning don't necessarily message or sit time aside to talk to Latinos because they think, oh, y'all aren't going to vote anyway. And that really made me mad. I said, no, we need to get out and vote and support the issues that matter to our communities. I know immigration's big, education's big, Latina equal pay, like a lot of issues that women are not thinking about. So we developed this amazing campaign just to show up at the polls with T-shirts saying that we're Latina voters, we're proud. We weren't nonpartisan. We're not telling you who to vote for. We're just saying, just get up and go do it. We got national publicity with CNN. We were highlighted for the Latina voter campaign by DCEO magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So people are starting to look at us and think, oh my God, these are movers and shakers in the city. These are women that are in high level positions in corporations and that are serving and running nonprofits. And the Hey Chica movement just got started in that same way.
Well, let's go ahead and give you your props. Like I said, I've been knowing you for years and years and years, and you've always done such tremendous things because you are so well connected. I swear, Veronica, you may be one of the most connected 100 people in all of North Texas. I kid you not. And we're talking to Veronica Torres Hazley.
So odd.
Yeah, you are. And it was because I think when I first met you, you were working for
Visit Dallas.
Yes, yeah. Visit Dallas. And so therefore, you had to talk to all the different corporate leaders who are either moving to Dallas or were already established here in Dallas, or people, you know, in corporate America who are trying to figure out where to live. Is that how you started becoming connected? Because you have a hell of a network.
Thank you. You know, one of my close friends told me you are like freakishly connected.
Yes.
Which is crazy because I connect to the Black community. I connect to the LGBT community because you're right. For Visit Dallas, it was my job to bring business to the city and connect companies to economic impact. So during that 17 years that I served there, I built amazing alliances with communities outside of Latino community, more business community, nonprofit community, and youth through sports. Like we were out there really trying to make Dallas, you know, one of the top five cities in the nation.
You're trying to help get the Super Bowl here. I remember that. You guys helped get the Super Bowl here.
And we did. And we brought it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And I'm still engaged with that. Like I've always had, you know, a passion for connecting people. And I think collaboration to me is the key to success for anyone. And so I live by that same, the mantra of connecting and collaborating with everyone.
So let's talk about this network just a little bit, because that kind of helped you get, you know, HeyChica.org together, because you started meeting so many different people. And again, when we say networking nowadays, because of social media, it's all about influence. It's circle of influence. It's the power of influence. And you have been very influential because you know so many influencers.
Right. So what happens is that, you know, just as organic as it sounds,
yes,
people want to be around people that are celebrating like things that they believe in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So just think culturally, just because Latinos want to celebrate our Latinidad, which is our culture. And so they wanted to be a part of something that was represented on a professional level. There was a lot of groups that were representing us as Latinos, but it wasn't like the new representation, the new vibe, the new hype, the new look and feel. So we made it sexy and trendy because everyone wants to be around beautiful things. Everyone wants to be around what's hot. And people wanted to be a part of that because it was very progressive in the approach and the messaging. And our digital social media just followed that because it was lively. It was hip. It was hype. You know, it was a vibe.
Exactly. In fact, it's one thing to have traditional roots in what you guys do and you recognize your heritage. But it's like, okay, but there's more to it than just reflecting on the history. You got to know your history, but you also have to be what's going on now and draw people together with not only reflecting on the past, but explaining what's going on now and where everyone's headed to next. Am I right?
Yeah. You know, honestly, Chris, it's all about authenticity.
Yes.
If you're keeping it real, people will see that. People want to hang around with that. People are tired of the fakeness. Mm-hmm. And if I'm being authentic with what I'm talking about, I talk about history, I talk about culture, but I also talk about the progression of what that looks like. People want to be on board with that. So that's, again, another thing is that we keep it real. We're like we're the no mean girl club. Like, we don't want to hate on you, and we're not going to be mean to ourselves because we're going to take care of ourselves, and we're not going to be mean to our community because we're going to stand up for our community. So it's very simple. That's why I say, hey, Chica's a no mean girl club. You know, don't mean, like, take care of yourself, take care of your friends, and take care of your community, and then everything else will kind of fall into place.
So you mentioned you guys got together, the Chicas got together, you were social at first, and then you started doing things to impact people. You mentioned the voting. Can you talk about, over the last 4 years, some of the things that you're most proud of that you guys have done? Because the fact that you have this influence, and I'm talking about the fact that you have so many different leaders in your group, and everybody's got circles of friends, but networks of influence in the business world that have actually made economic impacts here in North Texas.
Yeah. So, you know, the influence has grown because now we're talking to high school girls. We're talking to junior high
people.
We're talking about building a pipeline. So there's no direct pipeline. So now I can start with our junior high girls, telling them the game. They're going to high school, telling them the game. They're going to college. They're owning businesses. So they're supported. They're connected. They're included. So when they're running things, guess who they're going to come to? Guess who they're going to support? Guess who they're going to pour into? Guess who they're going to write checks to? The same place that they got their opportunity. So we're building a pipeline for women to make their way to wherever it is, the boardroom, the corporate boardroom, the entrepreneurship life, whatever that is, we're helping support that pipeline. And that's what sets us apart and makes it different.
That's like the mentorship part, all right? Is that where you mentor some of these kids who are growing up and saying, okay, I want to get ahead in life. And you say, okay, let me take you under my wing. Is that what it is?
Absolutely. But actually, we took it a step further. We started going and doing a leadership summit at their school.
Nice.
During COVID, we were doing it virtually. We were producing, you know, streaming series. We started a book club. We were bringing national people from it. So So we have people from Chicago, New York, California that were joining our book club and joining the Hey Chica movement just virtually because they heard about it. They don't have something like that in their cities, and they want to be a part of it. So it actually grew and amplified what we were doing, and now we're getting invited to go to different cities and pop up a Hey Chica summit or self-care summit.
That is fantastic. When you look back on your own life, when you were in high school, was there anyone that you leaned on as a big sister, or was there any, or did you have to do it by yourself? Tell me what it was like for you, because again, you're such a major success story, and you've won all kinds of accolades and awards over the years, especially here in North Texas and nationally, you mentioned. But could you talk about when you first started in high school and how you decided to be who you became?
Yeah, that's funny that you said that, because we're finishing up our Hey Chica movement book that tells the game, right? It talks about my story, because I think the power we have is storytelling.
Yes.
So people can tell theirs. And I don't have that easy story. I didn't have an easy path. I was a teen mom. I had a kid when I was 15. You know, I went to college. I grew up with a family that was involved in, drugs, everything that you can imagine. And I experienced a lot of turmoil, but I was very optimistic because I think I knew that deep fire inside was I needed to grow my own support system wherever I was. And I took that same feeling and core value in high school, and I stayed in school even though I had a kid. I stayed in my athletics. I played soccer. I did cheerleading. I did all the things that I wanted to do, and that fire that burned took me to college. I went to college, and I graduated, and I still had that desire. I had teachers along the way that kind of poured into me, but I also had people that tell me I wasn't going to make it, right? Because mm-hmm. I was a teen mom. The statistics show that. But I had these people along the way, like my journalism teacher in high school, my, hospitality teacher in high school. I had in college, I had, teachers there that I still have friends. They're my friends on Facebook. So they've seen the evolution of me and what I've done. And that makes me proud because I want them to know that they invested in me and I didn't disappoint them. So I had teachers mainly. I didn't have a lot of friends because I moved around a lot. And, my family wasn't really supportive. So I was kind of like a loner for a while. And I think that's what burned the fire for me to start Hey Chica, because I didn't want people to have that. I wanted them mm-hmm. to have a support system. So that continues to light me up and get up and do what I do with our foundation, the Hey Chica movement.
We're talking with Veronica Torres Hazley. She is the founder of HeyChica.org. It is a great nonprofit. Chica supporting Chicas through mentorship, leadership, self-care, and accountability. Growing up, like you said, you were somewhat of a loner. Did you have some friends who made it and were very successful? I know everybody's got stories of friends they wish they could have told them, or they wish they tried to tell them how to do things the right way or try to be more accountable. Can you tell us some of the friends or relationships that you've had that either were also successful, or some of those that, it kind of drives you because you don't want that to happen to someone else?
Well, again, the school and stuff that I went to was, I grew up in the project. So to see a success story was far and few.
Right.
I go back and I look at it. I think people are living their life. I think the people that I started to meet once I moved to Dallas, that was my motivator. Dallas is a very successful city. And it's still, for me, when I moved here, it was very black and white. I wouldn't say culturally, but it was like either the haves or the have-nots, right? Mm-hmm. So there was no gray areas in any way. It was still very segregated. But I started to meet the few Latinos that were building their way, like, with the chambers of commerce, like the chair, and they would take me under their wing and mentor me. So I didn't get mentorship really when it came to that until I really moved to Dallas and I got involved in the chambers of commerce. And I started mm-hmm. to meet these amazing millionaire and billionaire Latinas now that said, hey, I see you. I'm going to take you with me. And they're still my mentors now. They're doing amazing things in Dallas that have continued to pour into me and that are actually donating funds and stuff to Hey Chica. So it's beautiful to see. But I also go to them for advice. I mean, I text them. I stay connected to them. I don't let them just contact me. I do my part. It's a two-way street when you're being mentored or you're the mentee, because I think you're never too young to teach and you're never too old to learn. And I think that is definitely important in Dallas. It is about who you know.
Yes, you're right, especially in a city like Dallas and in North Texas altogether, because there's so many people moving in and the growth of this area. You've got to have a network of support. And I think your organization is providing a lot of that. And we're also talking about self-care. And in that aspect, that's also something that's right up your alley, because everybody needs to stay healthy and take care of their bodies. Can you talk about the Chica movement and the fact that you're trying to make sure that a lot of the ladies are staying in shape, or at least being aware of, you know, the pitfalls or the positives, and not get, you know, high blood pressure and things like that?
Absolutely. So self-care for me, Chris, is actually mental health, right? Mental health leads to physical health. So I think, you know, my husband and I own a yoga studio. We have a gym in Fort Worth. So we're very much advocates for well-being. So Hey Chica just adapted that naturally because it is who I am. And like I said, everything about Hey Chica is how I'm living because it's my personal experience and it's authentic. So I can speak on it because I'm living it. I think we got caught up in a lot of people speaking about stuff that they weren't actually living, right? Like, words are cheap. Like, if you're talking about you're the king of this or whatever, you have to live that way too. And so for me, mental health, wellness, physical health, that is one of the main pillars for anyone to be successful. You can't be a millionaire if you're not healthy and diet. You can't run a business if you're not mentally safe, you know, sound, and you're physically stable to be able to. So it all ties into that. And that's what I like to advocate for through the Hey Chica platform, is self-care is mental, physical, and spiritual. If that's not in line, you know, from the vertical, the horizontal is not going to work no matter what you're doing. You can't raise your kids. You can't run a business. You can't have friends because you're not in stable, you know, mental, physical, and spiritual health. And that's number one. I think now with mental health being top of mind, I think even more women's health, right? You know, advocating for our own health for women as a national platform and advocacy, that's the same thing. Like, we've got to start advocating. We can't sit on the sideline and not talk about what's important to women as a community as a whole. So that's when I mean self-care. It means everything. It's community care. It's self-care. It's mental, spiritual, physical. And then it's leadership, because you can't lead with any of that in place.
You know, you mentioned mental care and mental health. It is so important, because especially coming out of this pandemic, there were so many people that, you know, mentally, it just took a lot out of them. Can you talk about how, when you were interacting with a lot of people, especially when you had to go to Zoom, a lot of them felt alone or they felt overwhelmed, and some of the things you recommended that, that they do, especially in the Latinx, Hispanic communities? Because sometimes people think that, okay, oh, you got it together, you got to go to work, or, oh, I don't have time for it. And then sometimes there are families that they just, it's a taboo subject. Can you talk about those things that you came across, especially coming off of this pandemic, when people weren't even really getting out very much and had to wear a mask, and sometimes they had to decide whether they could wear a mask or should get a vaccine and those kind of things? And that was a lot of stress.
Yeah, a lot of stress. And again, I experienced it myself. I had a 5 and 7 year old at home. I had to do virtual school. I had to still work. I had to still, you know, and I was battling, you know, like postpartum depression. I was bringing light to those things. I was talking about it to take the shame away from it.
Right.
And I had to talk about it, me, like, they had to see me talk about it, because if they read about it or someone that doesn't look like them is telling them about it, they're not going to buy into it.
Yeah, you know, they're not going to relate,
you know, you
to
go
it.
To your brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go to your brotherhood or your sisterhood and say, hey, well, what? You go to therapy? And they're like looking at me, but I stood in my ground. I'm like, yeah, I go to therapy, not because there's a problem, because I want to prevent problems. I want to, you know, fix the past trauma. All of us have past trauma. If we're not dealing with that, we cannot clear space for opportunity, wisdom, and prosperity, because we're still bagging all this stuff that doesn't belong to us. It already happened and we got moved past it. So during COVID, yes, the vaccine, I had to post when I was doing my vaccine, because I thought, hey, if they see me doing it, a little bit of influence, even if I change my own family's life or decisions on how to do that, then I feel like I made progress, right? Because we can't change the world, but we can at least change or influence the people around us that look up to us, or that may use us as their guiding light on what they should do for their health, their education, you know, everything. And so that's what I'm saying. People have to start being vulnerable, being authentic, and doing what they believe is right, because other people are watching. My kids are watching, right? And their future chicas, and they should, I have to be the example. That's the accountability that we need to put on ourselves as adults, as, you know, family members, as leaders in our community and advocates. Like, we cannot do this alone, and we're not supposed to. So I feel like during COVID, it was super important for us to amplify the things that were important, our health, you know, vaccines, or what issues that were important. Even the George Floyd movement, Latinos had to get behind the Black community. That was, you know, a lot of people are like, well, that's not our problem. No, it is. You know, we have Afro Latinos. It is our problem, because justice for one is justice for, you know, not justice for all. So people had to understand that sort of theory behind,
right,
you know, racism affects,
right,
everybody.
You
know,
want to understand each other.
Everybody.
Yeah, you want to understand,
yes,
each other. That's, yes, how you grow. You know, we're talking,
right,
about mental wellness and how important it is. And you mentioned yoga. Now, I've told you this before. My sister is a big yoga advocate. She's a yogi in Washington, D.C., and she's talked about it extensively with me. Can you share to people how that adds so much balance in your life and it takes away stress and what it meant to you?
Right. So I started yoga because at an early age of 30, I had a stroke from living the life, right? Drinking, going out every night. I wasn't taking care of myself. Red Bulls, all
that.
Are
you trying to say you were a party girl?
When that happened. Right. You know that.
Yes.
That's the other part we're not talking about. So literally I was, you know, I was just running myself down, and I didn't want to get on an anxiety pill or anything because,
yeah,
I came from a family of addicts. You know, I came,
mm-hmm,
from that. So I was fearful of that. So I was looking into holistic and organic healing, and a friend of mine introduced me to yoga. And I started going. Of course, I'm an A-type personality, so I got really engaged. I bought a membership, and I'm like, I want to teach it. And then I got certified. I'm like, I want my own place because I didn't see any people of color in the places I would go. So, you know, I've always been that opportunist, to open opportunity for my people. And I opened my own studio because I wanted to be welcoming to people who are not traditionally going to yoga studios in the city of Dallas. And that's what we did. And we've been open for 8 years, but now my kids go. I do kid activities. I do workshops. I teach meditation. So I'm committed, Chris. I'm telling you, I'm committed to be the example. That means I'm living it. You know, I'm not just talking about it. It's,
mm-hmm,
important because it saves lives. And it also calms mental health issues that are not necessarily something that needs a pill. It could be easily done by your breath.
Exactly. You got to live a healthy life. If you're not healthy, how can you help anybody else? You've got to take care of yourself first, and that starts with your health. And mental health is part of your health. We're talking with Veronica Torres-Hazley. She's the founder of the HeyChica.org, the Hey Chica movement. And again, it's a collective network of Chicas who cultivate an ecosystem of success. You guys have been very successful. Can you talk about what has been happening recently with Hey Chica and what we can look forward to seeing from you guys this fall? And this at the end of the summer.
Yes. Thank you for asking. I'm so proud of the evolution of what we've done. We're in the middle of revamping our logo. It's kind of like a refresh like everyone else,
sure,
is doing. We're revamping our logo, our website. But we finally officially announced our next event on September 17th. It's our self-care summit. And it's going to be huge. We're going to talk about mental health, self-care, everything organic. We're going to bring the sisters back in person because I know we've been doing virtual for so long. Everyone's ready to come back and gather.
Yes.
And then in October, we're going to do a women's rights brunch. I mean, highly activated, immersive, just like you would see a civil rights movement. We're doing a women's rights brunch, and we're bringing all the chicas in to get excited about issues so that way our Latina Voter campaign can continue to November 7th, and we can show up at the polls and stand up for our voices and our people. And then we're having our leadership summit in March. So we got a long calendar coming and a lot of events happening, and you'll see more of us on social media. If people want to follow us at Hey Chica Movement on Instagram or HeyChica.org on the website, everything's on there. So there's opportunity for everyone to get involved in what we're doing.
Is there any way anyone could either help out, volunteer? Do you want to shout out any of your staff? Name some names of people who've been partnering with you, because this is a great opportunity, because I think what you've been doing is so outstanding.
Absolutely. So Melissa Alfaro is one of a game changer for me. She's our political board member that has been managing all of the advocacy that we've been doing, from the Latina Voter campaign to our civil rights. Ana Crista Robles, who's now joining us to make sure, she's a huge community advocate from Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And Margie Aguilar, who is the CEO of ISP Creative Studios, who does all of our production and marketing pro bono. They know the importance of how it is to support something like this. They're not in it for anything other than the actual mission of what we're doing. And Susie Solis, I don't know if you know her. She's an old media,
yes,
anchor. She runs all of our PR. Yeah, we have our event planner, Adriana Gallegos. I mean, we have a lot of women that are volunteering their time because they believe in the No Mean Girl movement and the Hey Chica mission. And, you know, they're all engaged. Everyone's just excited and happy to just be a part of what we're doing. And people can actually go to the website and submit their name and join our ambassador program and be a volunteer to join any of these causes if they're interested in junior high leadership with girls, high school, our civil rights stuff, mm-hmm. you know, our advocacy, our self-care. There's an opportunity for everyone to you know, to just pour in and get involved.
You also have a Facebook page too, right?
Yeah, it's the Hey Chica Movement.
Fantastic. And if are you going to be doing any other school mentorship programs? Because you mentioned the fact that, you know, during the pandemic early on, you had to do a lot of things on Zoom.
Yeah, we are. So actually, we started our pilot with Farmers Branch, Carrollton Farmers Branch.
Excellent.
ISD. We're looking at Terrell ISD, Dallas ISD, of course, and a lot of our suburbs, right, that are highly populated by Latinas, like Arlington and Irving. So they're reaching out to us, Pleasant Grove, Crystal Ray, you know, everyone's reaching out to us because they know the need that's there. You know, we know there's an opportunity too to work with teen moms because I told you I'm one. So, you know, everything that I'm passionate about, I definitely pour a little more into that and provide resources for those causes because I was one of those people that needed help. So we're going to be pouring into teen mom programs, leadership academies through the teen moms, like just helping them stay on course and know and feel empowered to lead their life, you know, not just because of their circumstance, but because they're able and they have what it takes to lead their own life in that big way.
And you mentioned a little earlier, there are other cities across the country that have kicked the tires on Hey Chica. There's growth opportunities there as well. There's going to be other branches possibly.
Yeah, we already, you know, I'm from Austin, so definitely Austin, but we've met with our people in Denver. I had a call today with my girl in Philly, and we met in L.A. So we're probably going to do Denver, Philly, and L.A. Here in the next 2023. Definitely Austin. We did start our own little movement in Fort Worth. I know that's local to us. That's
sure, North Texas.
That's another area. Absolutely. We don't want to forget about our neighbors and make sure that we're all inclusive there. And you know what? I'm open to anything. I actually went to Florida, too, in Miami. There's another Latina power group that invited us to the table to collaborate. The Latina Pro, my girl out there in Miami, is doing big things. And so I stay connected with those people because they get it. They get collaboration, not competition.
Veronica, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. We will talk with you again real soon. I promise you it will not take another year and a half because you guys are doing such great things, and we want to have you on the show again.
Thank you, Chris. I always love your support.
All right. Appreciate you too, Veronica. I'm Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for joining us. Tune in next week as we focus on other organizations and individuals doing great things in our community right here on Better Living. So long, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.